Welcome to Create Your Best Life, a podcast channel supporting women to find their voice and discover who they want to be. My name is Debbie Crouch. I am a creative wellness mentor, artist and author, helping people who feel lost and alone discover their true selves through expression of emotions with creativity. How do I know? Because I've been there and found my true self with a passion for sharing with others, offering you the opportunity to learn how to start on this journey of finding yourself through learning art for wellness as an adult, recognising my calling to connect with people, sharing my lived experiences, and telling my story in a way to support and help others. Creativity for me is one of my natural soul gifts, which began in early childhood and exploded into my life with passion in my 50s. The magic lies in your hands. They are the direct line to your heart, the seat of your soul. So let's look at how we can create your best life. To speak out for the voice of women with art for wellness and create your best life. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another insightful episode of our podcast, Learn What You Can and Can't Control. I'm your host, Debbie Crouch, and today we're diving deep into the realms of self-reflection, growth, and embracing the power of vulnerability. In the journey of constant self-reflection, one of the most valuable skills we can learn is to recognize what we can and cannot control. It's like finding the compass to our inner peace. Listen to part one today as we explore the characteristics and examples where people who have mastered the art and found strength in vulnerability. Honesty, courage to be vulnerable. Self-acceptance and embracing imperfection are some of the key components. Learning how to remain resilient against discouraging behaviours, firmly believing in yourself, regardless of others, external words or actions. As we navigate through this self-reflection journey, it's important to acknowledge that learning from failures is not a flaw. In fact, it's a strength. There's nothing wrong with going through life imperfectly. Let's explore the art of cultivating empathy, shifting our focus towards understanding where others are coming from. It involves stepping into their shoes, listening to their perspectives without hasty judgment. Bridging the gap and nurturing understanding. Empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, is a powerful force that can transform relationships and communities. So let's jump right into my top tips on how to cultivate and express empathy in our daily lives. Active listening. A foundational element of empathy is active listening. It's not just about hearing words, it's about fully engaging with the speaker. Put away distractions, make eye contact, and show genuine interest in what the other person is saying. This simple act can make someone feel truly heard and understood. Practice perspective taking. Empathy involves stepping into someone else's shoes to see the world from their perspective. Taking the time to understand their feelings, experience, and challenges. This doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but it's about acknowledging and validating their emotions. Be open and non-judgmental.
Create a space where people feel safe to express themselves without fear of judgment. Being empathetic means setting aside your own beliefs or experiences and allowing others to share their thoughts and feelings openly. Remember, everyone's experiences are unique and empathy thrives in a non-judgmental environment. Offer support and validation. Sometimes people don't need to find solutions. They need someone to validate their emotions. Expressing empathy involves offering support and acknowledgement and acknowledging their feelings. So simple statements like, I hear you, or I understand it must be challenging for you, can go a long way. Express empathy through body language. Your body language speaks volumes. A warm smile, a nod of understanding, or a comfortable touch can convey empathy without words. Pay attention to your nonverbal cues and ensure they align with your empathetic message you want to convey. Let's start with positive body language. When our nonverbal clues align with our words, it enhances the overall message and fosters better connections. Positive body language examples. Open posture. Positive. Standing or sitting with an open posture, facing someone directly, conveys attentiveness and receptiveness. Negative. Crossing arms or legs may indicate defensiveness or a closed-off attitude or show that you're not really interested in what they have to say. Eye contact. Positive. Maintaining eye contact shows confidence, sincerity, and interest in their conversation. Negative. Avoiding eye contact might signal discomfort, lack of confidence, or disinterest. Smiling. Positive. A genuine smile communicates warmth, friendliness, and approachability. Negative. A forced or fake smile can be perceived as insincere or not interested. Mirroring. Positive. Subtly mirroring someone's gestures or expressing can create a sense of connection and rapport. And by that, I mean if someone leans forward, then you lean forward. Negative. Unconscious mirroring may be interpreted as mocking or insincere, or that you're not really being yourself. Now let's explore negative body language and its potential impact on communication. Negative body language examples. Crossed arms may signify defensiveness, resistance, or disagreement. Avoiding touch. Without touch or physical contact, it might convey discomfort, unease, or lack of connection. Fidgeting. Constant fidgeting, such as tapping fingers or bouncing legs, can indicate nervousness or impatience. Eye rolling. Rolling your eyes can express frustration, disrespect, or dismissal of the other person's perspective. It's essential to be aware of these cues, both positive and negative, to enhance our communication skills and build stronger connections. Remember, our body language often speaks louder than words. As we wrap up today's session, I encourage you to pay attention to the signals you're sending and receiving. Let's strive to create positive and open environments where our nonverbal cues align with our desire to connect and understand one another. Thank you for joining me on Create Your Best Life. I'm Debbie Crouch, your companion on this journey of self-discovery and effective communication. Join us next time for part two. Until next time, be mindful of your body language, stay authentic, and let your light shine. Looking forward to seeing you at the next episode. I hope you've enjoyed it today, and let's see what learning you can do.
Thank you for listening to Create Your Best Life. We hope you enjoyed this latest episode, and if you did, please leave us a review. And don't forget to select the subscribe button. If you'd like to learn more about Artful Wellness, then come along to www.creativewellnessjourney.co.uk.